In the community spotlight today, we have Catherine Ransom Hodges with the Tay River Family Health Organization. You're the executive director. Welcome to 88.1 MyFM.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
Why don't you tell us first off, just a brief overview of your organization and what it is that you do.
Yeah, so I'm the executive director of a medical clinic here in town located at the Tay River Health Center. We have 10 family doctors, 2 nurses, and several administrative staff that support the primary care practices that the physicians run. We also have 2 physicians that are part of our family health organization that practice down in Charbot Lake, Drs. Bell and Kunick.
Now, you wanted to speak to us today about funding, and It's such a large term when we throw out there funding. Recently, there was a large amount of funding that came to the town of Perth to go and assist a medical clinic here in town, and that's great news for healthcare in Perth.
Indeed.
But you want to, for maybe lack of a better term, make a case as to why your organization and organizations like yours should be funded as well.
It's not so much as making a case as it is kind of bringing public awareness to why this funding is so essential for all patients to be able to access. So in a situation that you just described, recently the province has determined that Perth Family Medicine FO has been awarded $3.1 million renewable funding annually in order to provide what they call interdisciplinary family health teams. So a family health team is a group of allied health workers like counselors, dietitians, mental health supports, nurse practitioners. These personnel basically are designed to help support patients of the practices of the family physicians, which in essence provide enhanced support to patients as they move throughout their healthcare journey. As we know, our town and our region has many baby boomers, and so we're seeing an evolution in the complexity of health needs for patients. And so these family health teams make the delivery of care more practical for a physician, so they can kind of offload some of those items that are more better suited for allied health workers. And they also do a phenomenal job of supporting patients when they need it.
So where does your funding come from now?
We don't receive any funding from the province other than the payments that the doctors receive for the provision of care to their patients. So our model is that physicians pay overhead, which supports the operations of the clinic.
So obviously when you're looking at funding, it's almost like you're talking about an evolution of the system that's in place right now, because the entire system has had to change. You mentioned the aging population. There's been so many different factors that have popped up that just weren't really around, say, 25 years ago.
Right. And so kudos to the ministry. They've done, they are aware of this, right? They've just inserted over $90 million into the creation of new family health teams throughout the province. So they're aware of this as an issue, you know, provincially, and are doing what they need to increase access to patients and provide them with more comprehensive care in order to deburden physicians so they can actually take on more patients, which would then contribute to less patients without any care at all. We're in an environment in a region here where we'll actually be one of the last, if not the last, remaining clinic without any provincial funding to help support our patients at Tay River Health Center.
Now, Dr. Taylor Ferrier is with us here as well. You obviously work with Catherine, and you did a good job earlier off air of explaining why this funding is important and why it's really deserved by your organization. Maybe you can start with that.
Yeah. So thank you for having us here today. So in 2020, there was a physician's shortage in Perth and our surrounding community. Tay River Health Center came along and answered that call with a few physicians. We ended up already covering over 5,000 patients who never had a family physician. We became one of the largest primary care facilities in the entire region, with nearly an unprecedented amount of investment into our town and our surrounding community. So we're in a very unique position to hit the ground running. We've made a lot of groundwork. We put in a lot of groundwork on identifying these patients for the last 3 to 4 years. So we know who the unattached are. We know where they live. We know how to identify them very quickly. And we have the facility that's ready to go. So right now, our facility covers about 10 to 14,000 patients. And we know that we can easily double that number of caseload, those patient load in the coming years.
Where are you from?
Originally, I'm from out east. I'm from Nova Scotia. And my wife and I moved to Perth about 7 years ago.
Thanks for coming.
It's great to be here.
Well, I know. I covered the doctor shortage that you speak of and been going on for quite a while.
Yes.
As we saw many doctors retire.
Yes.
And the need was there. So, I mean, getting people, you're young, obviously very passionate. This is the kind of person we want to recruit to the area, mm-hmm. Which is just incredible. So talk to me a little bit then about what has to change, because it sounds to me like, you know, there are certain places that are getting this funding and so on. Mm-hmm. Why isn't an organization like yours recognized? Why isn't it getting the funding?
Well, to be fair to the ministry, I think they have an incredible task that is not solvable by one small funding call. I think they're very much aware that this funding call was really a call to arms here and to find out where the gaps that exist across the province. And I think, to be fair to all the successful and unsuccessful applicants that have come forward, they really did a great job in identifying where those gaps are. And I think the ministry is acutely aware of that, as is Ontario Health. What's important for us to do in this case is to identify that that there's still the other half of the town and the community members that are now without those allied health supports. So it's up to us now to make that case that when the next funding call comes, that we're a deserved organization that can make these tax dollars work well. And that's our goal here.
And that's what I mean by making the case when I said that earlier. Catherine, I'll go back to you here for a moment. If you're not in this boat by yourself, is there some sort of alliance? Is there some sort of sharing of best practices that's going on between organizations such as yours that may be in one of these gaps that the doctor spoke of?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's where I guess the alliance with Charbert Lake was coming from, or where it was, why it was rooted in our application. So we decided even before there was an announcement that the ministry was looking for applications for funding for family health teams, we decided to partner with Charbert Lake very strategically in support of their patients, because I'm not sure if you're aware, but Charbert Lake has two physicians at the Charbert Lake Medical Center. They have a family health team down there, and one of their physicians has been trying to retire for many years. He's in his early 80s, and he's been unsuccessful at doing that. And so, knowing that there was a somewhat precarious situation down in Charbert Lake, just in terms of the sustainability of patient care, we thought that it would be really worthwhile to speak with them and partner with them for an expansion of their services to Perth. So it wasn't intended to take anything away from Charbert Lake. It was really intended to supplement what they have and bring some of some of what they can't currently provide in terms of programming to Perth, so that we could kind of narrow those margins, so to speak, in terms of the patient care aspect.
Now, we're just about out of time, but this is going to be an ongoing conversation, because I'm going to ask you folks to come back with updates and let us know how it's going. But Dr. Ferrier, before we do let you go, I just wanted to ask you if there were a couple of points that you could make that you really want to make sure that our listeners are left with here today. What would those be?
Point number one is that Tay River Health Center and the physicians here, along with Charbert Lake, represent the other half of the physicians and ultimately half of the population of patients out there that are currently going to go without any allied health support. This does have implications for the care in which they receive. The care in which they receive now is even further away from home, and that puts them at a big disadvantage during a time in our province's history where the number of resources out there and that are available to us are already stretched exquisitely thin. So this may mean longer wait times. This may mean care getting further delayed. This may mean less access to your primary care physician in an already strained system. The second point is, ultimately, we are a group that is certainly willing to work, and we have been working constructively with our member of provincial parliament, John Jordan, who's acutely aware of the issue. He has been speaking with Ontario Health and the ministry themselves to see if we can close this gap for our team and ultimately for our patients. And so, you know, this is a good first step. And it's good to be acknowledged that there's still some work to go in our community. But I also want to congratulate, the other physicians who put forth a good application to support their patient. Those are fine doctors who play an integral role. And the last most important piece is that our population is not static. As you know, Lennar County and the surrounding area is expected to grow by tens of thousands over the next few years. So with that, we need all healthcare facilities expanding, growing, continue to provide the care that we want to provide in that team-based environment. So it's not that we're just set up for success today, but success in the future.
All right. Now, Catherine, I'll throw it to you as well. If there's anything that you wanted to make sure that our listeners take away from this conversation today, what would that be?
Yeah, I think Dr. Ferrier kind of touched on it, but we're already struggling. As you know, the media has been really hammering home on this in communities throughout Ontario, and we're no different. Family medicine is a really tough thing to be in right now, partially due to the lack of resources. And so, without more support, we can't do better. And we are really aiming to do better. In fact, we receive many patient concerns and complaints just about our phone wait times, about how long it takes to get in to see their providers, some of which are normal concerns, but we won't be able to do better without receiving more, just because it's not sustainable. And so we're really hoping that with this attention and with increased recognition and potentially more funding in the future, that we will be able to deliver on the care that patients deserve and they want, and the standard of care, honestly, that physicians also are aiming to provide their patients.
Well, the message that I get from you and from other healthcare providers is exactly that. It's all about the patient. It's all about what's best for the patient. It's the impact on the patient. So,
of course,
as I said, this is going to be an ongoing conversation. I really do appreciate you folks coming in today and letting us know about this. You'll come back and let us know how things are going?
Of course.
Excellent. And Dr. Ferrier nodding his head energetically there as well. Much appreciated. Thank you both for being here today.
Thanks, Bob.
Today in the Community Spotlight, Catherine Ransom Hodges, Executive Director of the Tay River Family Health Organization and a doctor with that organization as well, Dr. Taylor Ferrier, right here on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM.